On Tuesday, the Judicial Service Commission continued interviewing candidates for their appointment as judges in the superior courts. The interviews started on Monday and are expected to run until the 11th of October in Johannesburg. One candidate interviewed on Tuesday afternoon was Judge Elias Matonjane, who last year ordered former President Jacob Zuma to return to jail. This after Jacob Zuma had been incarcerated for contempt of court. The former president is 80 years old. EFF leader Julius Malema asked Matonjane a question.
What will the society benefit if we were to incarcerate an 80-year-old, rehabilitate and integrate into society? Because by the time he gets back into society, there's no longer a human being there.
I think you're asking a very good question.
There remains.
You should understand the nature of our work as judges. Parties bring their dispute to us before court. Parties have legal representation who formulate the issues, who would refer you to authorities, decided cases and all that. Much as you have a wide discretion, you can't go beyond what is before you. As judges, we do not deal with hypothetical cases. Cases are fact-specific. You are guided by the facts of the particular case, the arguments that is presented before you, and then you are able to write the judgment.
However, Malema wanted further clarity on the matter.
Part of your responsibility as a judge is to take into consideration the budgetary issues, the interest of the country. I'm trying to think, because objectively and subjectively, all those factors have to be taken into consideration, that ours is to correct and reintegrate. And if you bring a frail, sick old man before me and you want me to imprison, even if the facts are like, I can hear you, you're correct and all of that, is it in the best interest of our society to incarcerate old people who are not in line with what correctional service system seeks to achieve, which is rehabilitation and reintegration
into
society?
My short answer to you, Mr. Malema, is this, that you want to get me into trouble by giving an opinion on a hypothetical set of facts. And I'm saying to you, as a judge, I don't go out, look for cases and bring them before me for adjudication. It is the parties who come to me with their dispute. And my job is to adjudicate. And secondly, I know where you are going with that question. That matter is pending before the Supreme Court of Appeal. The lawyers use the term functus officio. I'm out of it. Whether I'm right or wrong, a higher court is going to re-look at the evidence, and then they'll decide. If I'm wrong, they'll say so. So it's not really for me to answer that question, Mr. Malema, with due respect.
With due respect, Judge, I don't know which case you're talking about, because I'm talking about correctional, because we moved from prison system to correctional system, from prisoners to inmate, with the objective of exactly what I was saying. But I'm worried, Acting President, that what type of society will we become in line with corrective measures to imprison elderly people who are not going to benefit anything from them? Because if we invest, correctional system, in my understanding, is to invest in this person, rebuild this person, and take this person back to society to continue to contribute positively into society.
Yeah, but Mr. Malema, are you not raising that in a wrong forum? You are a public representative. You are elected to parliament to go and make laws.
Yes.
This is an issue which, in my view, you should raise in parliament.
You also make laws.
No, judges don't make law.
There's case laws you make.
Mr.
Judges who are scared to make case laws are cowards.
Okay, let's see what the Constitution says.
That I appreciate, but I'm saying you make case laws. That's why there's always case law referred to by many others, including ourselves.
The interviews continue for the next week. Reporting for Times Life, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.